Okay, good morning, class. Today my lesson will be on mana. I explained about the deity yesterday. So today is about mana. We should study the natures of mana. According to Visuddhimagga, mano onati lakkhano. Mano onati lakkhano. According to its characteristic, we can study the natures of Dhamma. Onatti lakkhano. Mano onatti lakkhano. It has the characteristic of haughtiness. Characteristic of haughtiness. Haughtiness. Okay? Haughtiness. HAUGHT I and several S, haughtiness. Onadilekhanas. That is, you see, mana is pride, conceit. Okay? Translation is conceit. Mana conceit. So, onadilekhanas, it has the characteristic of haughtiness. Its function is arrogance. Arrogance. Its function is arrogance. When there's mana arises, he is so proud. Okay? Arrogance. So there's a sambhaka. Okay, there is a let each other explain the natures of mana. Mana imagines itself as the highest pinnacle among the people. He is the highest. Mana imagines itself as the highest pinnacle among the people. Whoever compare with him, he is higher. Always he is higher. That is manas. Pinnacles. Okay? Pinnacles are, you see, PINNACLE. Pinnacles are, this at the top of the. There is other explanations. It envisions itself as the highest pinnacle among the peoples, growing more and more due to being supported by merits, caste, family, wealth, requisitions, fame, and morality, learning, gain, honor, etc. Okay? Growing more and more. Mana is growing more and more. Grows more. Mana grows more and more. Due to being supported by merits. What is the merits? Caste. Yeah. Family. Wealth. Depending on caste, mana arises. That is the meaning. In India, there's a caste, practice caste systems. Okay? When they were born in higher caste, he's so proud. That is, mana is higher than. So, family. His family is very rich. He's so, mana is so high. Mana arises at them. Caste, family, wealth. property or dana. Okay? So, fame, some people are well known, gain fame, got fame. Due to having the fame, depending on fame, manas rises. Isn't that? Morality. I'm a good morality. Some people also say, I'm in good moralities. I have good characters. They are bad characters. He thinks he's higher than other people. That is because of mana. Okay? Learned. I'm a great learned man. I know everything. So, there is also mana arises within them. Gain. Gain here means not DD gain. Gain, received something, okay? Honor. Many people honor him, pay respect to him. Because of that, mana arises. Okay? So, I'm in precedence, his mana arises. I'm chairman of this society, his mana arises. I'm a boss. It's a fine mana arises like that. Okay? So, Lady Sarasa explained it in this way. But mana means not at the same level. So some manas are, you see, higher level. One to be higher than the other. This also mana. Some equal level. That is also mana. Some are lower level. Lower level also has mana. You know the beggars also have mana. Beggars also. That is the pride of beggars. Pride of beggars, I can say. Even beggars, he has mana. The gentleman called beggar is get a walk. He employed to feed the garden. But the beggar replied, I'm a beggar. I cannot walk. I cannot walk. I came back. So that is a beggar's mana. So that is also mana. Isn't that? Yes. You say like that. And our text also said, Siya mana, Sadisa mana, Hina mana. Three types of mana, you see. Seya, Sarisa, Hina. So mana is three levels. Okay? Because mana is Hina mana. He also has mana. So mana should be removed. Mana associated with the lower mula chaitas. Social status. Some are lower social status. According to social status, they have a mana. They are mana, like in the beggar's mana. Okay. The social status, depending on social status.
So if someone always thinks, oh, I'm not as good as others, I'm an inferior, is this
also
a kind of mana?
That is also a kind of mana. He also compare others. That is also comparative. Yes. Dignity is higher. Yeah. Dignity is good. But dignity is here is mana. You mean the name, the natures of mana?
No,
dignities are, I understand dignities is tseya, no? Human dignities, human qualities. This depending on social status, you see. Seya mana means I am a high husband. That is a seya mana. Okay? Seya means always thinking, like that, as the highest pinnacle. I am a high husband. Or in learning, in family, morality, I am a high husband. That is a seya. Yeah. Only thinking himself. That is also one of the pride, one kind of pride. Yes. Hiri Ottapa. No, Hiri Ottapa is it is lead to a good result. Hiri Ottapa is Hiri means shame to act evil things. Ottapa means fear to act evil things. That is a Hiri Ottapa. Yeah, that is a good. Mana is a bad thing. Yeah, comparing others. Yeah, mana arises like that. So you see, yesterday I explained, even Venerable Anuruddha or something. Oh, I can see bouncing universe with my divine eye. That is the idea of mana. That is also mana. Okay? Yes. Which one? Sadisa. Yes, Sadisa. Sadisa means equal. So I am equal to him, like that. That is also mana. He think about himself. Oh, I'm nothing different from him, so I'm equal. I'm studying together with him. I'm not lower him, so maybe. There is a. If someone sit for examination together with his friend, he knows what his friend knows, but in examination, he's a lower position. But he thinks, I know what he knows. I'm equal to him. That is the sadisa mana. Comparing equalities. That is the sadisa mana. Even Buddhas. Buddha knows Dhamma. I also know the Dhamma. That's equal to me. Again, that is a. Lhasa also said, see, sadisa mana is. In other way, it is mentioned, Lhasa. Lhasa also. Making equal to others. That is also a kind of mana. Okay? A kind of mana. Conceit. Mana means, you see, iso hamasami. This is the idea of mana. Depending on conditioned things. Dealing with concerning mind and matter. Iso hamasami. You know that one? Yesterday I gave what is that? Do you remember? These are three views that you should know. Etan mama. That is the views of Tanna. Okay? The views of Tanna. Is all hamasmi, that is mana's view. Is all me atta. This is the juice of deity. Okay? Dana's idea in this way, Dana views like etang mama. He want to grasp, this is mine, he always thinking like that. That is the views of มาแต่นาโลบะเอโซฮัมัสมิมิสเอโซฮังอัสมิเอโซฮังอัสมิ This is I am. This is I am. That is a Manas idea. That is I am. I am.That is I, you see, no? Tamba, like that. That's a mana. Okay? Isohan, Isohan masami, Isohan asami. This is the use of mana. Isomi ada, this is my ada. This is the use of deity. Yesterday, you see, ada, kusani yesterday,Later, I will give you 20 Sakaya deities. That is it. Do write down, it is many, therefore, I will give copies, okay? 20, and this lecture I will give. Atta, yesterday the gentleman wanted to ask me questions. Atta, the translation is spirit. Some translate the spirit or soul, or self.In many ways. But the Rupa Atta, that is not spirit, you see. Metta is Atta. Okay? Therefore, Atta we should let untranslated word Atta. That is, we cannot control. It cannot be our wish. It cannot change according to our wish. That is Atta, we say.Okay, we should say like that. So these are three views you should know. When they approached, when they perceived the object, their ideas in this way, the Dhamma's ideas, Tanna's, Lobha's ideas, Mana's ideas, with Mana's, the idea of Mana, the view of Mana, the view of deities. Okay?Mana is, you see, in when you contemplate mana, within some yogis, it manifested as a vain gloriousness. Vain gloriousness. It is manifested as vain gloriousness.According to Pachupatthana manifestation, vain gloriousness. Okay? So you know the meanings of glorious? Glorious. Yes, vain gloriousness. Okay? Vain, vain. And vain, useless. Empty, nothing. That is the meaning. As you think about it, it is not. It is empty. Nothing inside. This is the meaning. Okay? Inside there is a hole. That is mana. That mana, but some mana should be kept, should be cultivated.Even mana is evil things. What is your opinion? Do you agree with me? Mana is evil, one of evil passions, evil things, but some mana should be cultivated within us, should be kept.According to, you see, you should understand about that. Some pride is lead to the higher positions. For example, you know the story of Gautama Buddha. When the Gautama Buddha as a bodhisattva received prophecies and from the Buddha Dibangara, okay? At that time, Gautama Buddha is a Sumedha, hermit of Sumedha. Sumedha is intellectual person. He has great knowledge. If he listen Dhamma from Dibangara Buddha, he can attain, he can become Sotavana, he can become Arahant. But he is so proud. I must be Buddha like that. I never be his only disciple. I want to be teacher. I want to be Buddha in future. That is also mana. But mana should be kept. Without the mana, Sumedha cannot become Buddha. Isn't that? Yeah? No, no, not the Dhamma. That's the mana. Huh? Sadha. Not Sadha. We can say Chanda similarly, we can say. But this is Chanda is not only Chanda. This also he has pride, conceit. Because of Sumedha at that time is only Purochana. These dhammas are mixed in, you see. Even that is not my words. Even the Buddha has said, mano sevitabho asevitabho. Two types of manas. Sevitabha mana, asevitabha mana. Okay? Sevitabha mana should be kept, should be developed, sevitabha mana. Asevitabha mana means it should be eradicated. You see, that is very easy to know. Very easy to know. Oh, I have knowledge. I have a good eye. I have a good ear. I have a knowledge. I must study work. I must work hard to study Dhamma. Some people also give up. Oh, Abhidhamma is so difficult to understand. Want to go easy ways. That is not without manas. If he has mana, he also understands. I must also understand. If he can do, I must can do. That is also mana. Such a mana should be kept. Isn't that? That is, I can say, you can say, there is ambition also. Okay? Ambitions, yes? Yeah, motivation. That is a call in test, that is also a type of mana. Okay? Such a mana should be kept. Yeah? You see, comparing others, like that, for example, your friend became Arahant at that time. He also became Arahant. Why I not? I must try. That is also mana, you see. Such a mana should be kept. Because comparing to others, isn't that? Comparing with the others. As long as there's a condition thing to this. But this will lead to very great successfulness, success, succeed. Isn't that? Great success. This mana is lead to higher position. Sumedha's mana is lead to become Buddha. If you have Sumedha's mana, you also will be become Buddha in future. Isn't that? But you have not such a mana. Don't you keep hina mana. Don't keep hina mana, must be seya mana. But that's a good intention, yes. Hmm? Asevitavamana, Asevitavamana. Ah, okay. Sevitavamana, Asevitavamana. Asavitavasa just with the negative. Awam, yes. Desires, you see. Desires are also many things, you see, we should see. Some desires are with the craving. Okay? With the craving means wish to only the object, wish to the object. That's mostly sensual pleasure. Sensual pleasure, desire for sensual pleasure. With the craving. For enjoyment. That is a desire. But mana is compare and recent actions. This is a suitable or not, I don't know. This English term is desire. Desire for nirvana is just a chanda. Chanda, this one. Because nirvana cannot be enjoying like a sense of pleasure. We have no experience. Is it that? Not like with the craving. Not like a craving. But the dhammas, you see, slightly different. You should understand like that. Whatever lead to good result, it is okay. Whatever lead to good result. Whatever lead to ill result, it is not okay. It's bad. Okay? Whatever may be, it leads to good result. Okay? Which one?
Sometimes the good motivation
has best results. Maybe there's other conditions, not only this one. Not only this one. Because of other supporting conditions is not good enough. Only intentions are good. Other conditions should be good enough. Okay? Because now you see, only one condition cannot produce effect. There are many conditions working together. The main condition is good, but the supporting conditions are not good enough. It cannot produce good result. Okay? So maybe we should think about other conditions also.
Is that why mana is only eradicated by
arahant? Right, yeah. That is correct. Completely eradicated. But mana is eradicated by Sotapanni Mega, Sakadagami Mega, but Pali, Pasha. Pali. Four times the mana should be eradicated. Some mana will send to a person to woeful state. Such a mana eradicated by Sotapatti Mega. Abhayagami mana. So such a mana should be not kept. That is Asivitava mana. You have so proud, you never care others, you never pay respect, your teachers, your parents, such a mana is very bad. Okay? For example, for someone whose mother or parents are uneducated, he is educated, but he thinks, my parents know nothing. They are stupid. I'm educated means such a mana should be eradicated. Such a mana is asevitava mana. Okay? Sachimana friend also have. Oh, my friend is uneducated. I'm an educated man. I'm high on him. Sachimana should not be kept. Yes. Yeah, this mana which lead to woeful state, which lead to woeful state, such a mana. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Asavidava mana of some, only some. Even the Buddhas have manas, and we can see. You can see there's a chanda also, because of when he not eradicated yet, his manas also, okay? When, you know, in Buddha Gaya, under the Bodhi tree, okay? Under the Bodhi tree, the Buddha did a mind, as long as I am not attained enlightenment, I never removed this sitting. Okay? That is also including the manas, you see, including manas. Such a mana is it should be kept. Isn't that, do you agree with me? If you don't agree with me, you don't agree with Buddhas.